You're listening to SBS News.
At least 81 people have died in the western Indian state of Gujarat when a footbridge packed with sightseers enjoying holiday festivities collapsed, plunging them into the river below.
Rescue team.
150 people were on the bridge when it collapsed, with hundreds more along the banks of the Machu River. Dozens were left clinging onto the cables and twisted remains of the bridge in the town of Morbi. Some clambered up the broken structure to try to make their way to the river banks, while others swam to safety. Footage on Twitter shows dozens of people jumping up and down on the bridge, causing it to sway. One person can be seen intentionally kicking at one of the ropes that held up the suspension bridge before it buckled. Many people on the banks of the river jumped into the water to pull out those that they could as rescue teams arrived. But faced with scores of people in the water, in the dark, emergency teams struggled. Local resident Sukram says he saw many children fall into the river.
Many children were enjoying holidays for Diwali, the festival of lights, and they came here as tourists. All of them fell one on top of another. The bridge collapsed due to overloading.
In one video, a child is seen unconscious while being carried into an ambulance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has directed the state chief minister to mobilize teams urgently for the rescue operation. Labor and Employment Minister for the Gujarat region, Brijesh Merja, says rescuers were immediately dispatched.
The accident took place at 6:40 p.m. and the bridge collapsed. Some people who were moving on the bridge got injured while others fell into the water beneath. We started rescue work immediately and took the injured people to the hospital.
50 Navy and 30 Air Force personnel were called in to help, along with the National Disaster Management Team, to trace missing people. The 230-meter historic bridge was built during British rule in the 19th century. It had been closed for renovation for 6 months and was reopened to the public just last week. A 5-member team was also appointed to conduct an investigation. Opposition party leaders alleged the government had not conducted a thorough technical assessment and load-bearing capacity before it was opened to the public. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.